Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Shefali Burns. Thank you so much for being here with me today or listening later on the replay or on demand. So when I was thinking about the show today, what I would talk about is something really quite a little bit different. You know, I recently watched a movie called Limitless with Bradley Cooper. And it's not a movie that's well known, I don't think. I had never heard of it. It's a few years old. But it was really interesting. It was different. It was actually very good. And it really makes you think. It introduced the concept of being limitless. So what does limitless even mean? So the term limitless is defined in the dictionary as without end, limit, or boundary, having no limit or restrictions. And so, you know, when I was thinking about limitless, and of course, in the movie, the character of Bradley Cooper becomes limitless through the means of certain drugs, right? So the movie is, of course, fiction. And we know that there can be side effects to using chemical drugs, right? So we do not advocate that at all. But as you know, we are becoming limitless by using energy processes and clearing our limiting beliefs. Right. So this is the work that I do a lot in my coaching and healing and everything that I do. It's about releasing those blocks, releasing those limiting beliefs, releasing those thoughts and energies that no longer serve us, that are holding us back from who and what we truly want to be. So our beliefs are what are limiting us, are one of the things that are limiting us. And we can become limitless when we clear, erase, release ourselves from beliefs that are limiting us. So I thought it was really interesting. You know, limitless also means using all of our capacities, using all of our capabilities, our strengths, all of our gifts. And, you know, as most of you who are probably listening to this show are probably, you know, healers or intuitives or gifted, or you're interested in spirituality, you're interested in mysticism and so on, right? So that is all part of the expanded state. And so, you know, it's really interesting that they're showing that in mainstream media, mainstream movies, you know, how this person is able to expand and use more of his brain potential than normal, right? And that's what we are all trying to do. We're all trying to use more of our brain, more of our energies, tap into who we are, and see the world in a much bigger picture, right? So, you know, when we talk about beliefs, what are beliefs? You know, I'm not sure if we mentioned that in the show before or not, but I thought I would talk about it today. So what are beliefs? So beliefs are basically thoughts that we have made true. You know, we have, you know, taken these thoughts that we have judged to be true, that we have said, oh, this must be true. You know, our own thoughts, the thoughts of those around us, cultural thoughts, generational thoughts, and so on. And also events, you know, we experience certain events and we put a story to them, you know. And these thoughts become beliefs when we have thought the same thought over and over again, countless times, and believe them to be true. And that is it. It's just a thought. And these thoughts and beliefs can limit us because what we think is true may not actually be. They may actually be false. So if the belief doesn't feel good to us, then it may be false. And now we can choose, because we are in a much more expanded state now, in 2016, right? Now we can choose to believe something else, right? Or think something else, something that we like instead, something that makes us feel better instead. And this is the beginning of us becoming aware of our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions. This is when we become aware that maybe it is possible to have it all, right? So we're going to talk about what does having it all mean, right? So today, you know, we're talking about being limitless. Can you have it all? So as we become more and more aware of who we are and what we desire, we realize that we actually can have it all, whatever all means to you. It's about choosing in the moment, what do you desire right now? So you can have it all, but do you want it all in this moment? Being present and making a choice gives you the possibility of all or anything. For example, right now you can choose to be on a beach somewhere, or you could be digging yourself out after a snowstorm. In the East Coast, there was a lot of snow, so a lot of people are still, I think, digging themselves out after the snowstorm. So you can have either, really, right? It is your choice. But can you have both in this moment? So you can choose to dig yourself out of the snowstorm and then fly off to the beach somewhere. So yes, you can have it all today. But are we choosing that? Or are we saying, no, I can't. I can't possibly go to a beach today because, right? There's all these limits that we put on us as to what we cannot do. Instead of thinking, okay, what else is possible? What is possible for me today? What can I do? So, yeah, some of you are probably saying, yeah, I don't have the money to go to a beach somewhere. I don't have the time because I work and they're not going to give me the time off. But, you know, even that comes down to choice, right? So you could choose to not take your vacation later, because sometimes, you know, we book our vacations, you know, months or even almost a year in advance, right? So you can choose to not take your vacation later and take it now instead, and then see what happens later, right? And when it comes to digging yourself out of the snowstorm, you know, perhaps you can get a friend to to shovel all that snow while you go to the beach somewhere. I don't think your friend would like that, but that is a choice. And so what I'm trying to get you to see here is that those limits are not all that strict as we think they are. It's because we've put limits there, right? But it all, in the end, it really comes down to making a choice. And so being limitless really requires a great deal of courage. It requires faith. It requires patience and compassion, the courage to look within, the faith to keep moving forward, and the patience to be with who you are, and the compassion to understand and love yourself as you are. So if you want to have it all and be limitless, you will have to accept change. You'll have to accept that you are changing and your environment is changing, and sometimes your whole world that you created is changing. And this change is happening to accommodate you and your new way of being limitless. And it is all orchestrated by you and the universe, because you have chosen to put yourself first and love yourself. So really being limitless really means loving yourself enough that you are not going to listen to those past beliefs, those past thoughts that are no longer working for you. It's about loving yourself enough to start being aware of your thoughts, of your feelings, of your emotions. It's about loving yourself enough to be present in this moment instead of letting your thoughts carry you away. It's instead of letting your emotions and your feelings carry you away down a path that in the end you don't really like, right? So it really comes down to self-love. And then, you know, it comes down to realizing that you are worthy of this love. You deserve this love that you are giving yourself just because you exist, right? It all comes down to love, self-love, and self-worth. Are you worth it? Are you worth all the change? Are you worth all the potential upheaval? Because people won't get you when you start to make changes that are not in alignment with what they want, right? But what is it that you really want? So being limitless really means looking inside and asking yourself, what do I really want? If there were no limits, right? If there were no restrictions, if there were no conditions, what would I really want? And what would I really do with my time and with my life? So I just want you to take a deep breath and take that in. This is some pretty heavy duty stuff we're talking about here. Right? This is heavy. Have you ever asked yourself, what do I really want? And I'm not talking about what do I want to eat for dinner, right? I'm talking about if you close your eyes and you only had a little short while left to live, what would you do with your time? What would you want to do? What would you want to experience? How would you want to share your life now in this moment? It comes down to that because, tomorrow is not guaranteed, right? The next moment is not guaranteed. So are you living in alignment with your truth, with who you are? Are you being true to your desires? Or are you continuing to live the life that others have chosen for you? Yeah, these are pretty heavy. And I know that you're like thinking, oh my goodness, I thought this show was just about, fluffy stuff, nice stuff to make me feel good. Well, yeah, we're going to get to that in a little bit, but I wanted to really, get you to start thinking about these things because this, we can make a difference in our lives. We can change the trajectory of our life, of where we're going. And it starts with right now. It starts with you. And as you do that, you become a model for others. So it's really important to get in touch with and get in tune with who you are and what you want in this lifetime. So we'll be back here on Om Times Radio in just a moment after the break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. Thank you for being here with us today. And we are talking about being limitless. Can you have it all? So one of the things that I wanted to do today was pick a deck, I have several Oracle card decks, and I thought I would pick a message from one of the decks. And so because we're talking about, you know, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do today? How can you be limitless? You know, how can you expand on your gifts and abilities and talents that you have? I chose the deck, Path of the Soul Destiny Cards. And I just shuffled, and I chose, you know, I picked a card that was just generated, you know, that I felt would be good for the listeners to hear based on what we're talking about. And so the card that came through for everyone listening today is number 26, and it is the third eye. So it's interesting because we are talking about all these questions about what do you want to do with your life? How can you be more limitless, right? And the third eye is all about that. It rules psychic abilities and clairvoyance. Although every human is born with the ability to see beyond the known, it does not mean they always access it. So here we are talking about accessing your gifts, right? Your intuitive gifts and abilities are very strong. So when this card appears, it is because you're ready to move to the next level in the development of your inner seeing. Intuitive development is important for your growth at this time. Expanding your gifts not only benefits you, but also aids those who need the guidance and support you can provide from source. So, you know, really what this card is showing and saying to all of us is that being limitless means expanding our awareness, right? Expanding our capacities and capabilities and being of service to the world, right? And as you are being of service to yourself, because I'm asking you to choose for you, I'm asking you, what do you want? You are actually being of service to others at the same time. And being limitless is about increasing your spiritual development, your spiritual growth. And as we're expanding and growing, we are seeing more of what's going on the outside world, and we're seeing more of what is happening in our inner world. Our inner world meaning our energy, meaning our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, all of that is being expanded, right? And so that we can use it for ourselves and for the world. So I thought really interesting that is the card that came through for everyone, because we are talking about this topic, right? So, you know, sometimes people ask me, well, how do I know what that is, right? How do I know what's right for me? And, you know, it always comes down to, well, you know, you have to quiet the mind. It's not about asking the mind. It's about asking your heart, asking your soul what it wants, because you are more than just the physical body. You are more than just your thoughts and your feelings or emotions. You're way more than that. You're much, much more than that. And so it's about connecting into that part of yourself, that soul part, that essence of you, that core beingness of who you are, that pervades everything, you know, and supersedes the physical. Because, you know, we came here in this lifetime, for those of you who believe in past lives, you know, we came here in this lifetime. We decided to be here today and now to experience something, you know, to express our way of being in some way. We chose certain experiences that we wanted to feel and learn and know from. I don't call them lessons. I just say, you know, experiences. And so that part of us doesn't die, right? So it's always with us and always expanding and growing and becomes wiser and wiser, right? As we experience more and more things, as we're growing in that way. So, you know, that essence of us knows why we're here, you know, knows why we chose to come here, knows what kinds of experiences we wanted to experience this time. So it's about connecting in with that presence, that beingness, us. And asking that beingness, who we are, what we would like to do, you know, what is in our alignment. And it's not going to be an answer like, oh, I want you to build a house, or I want you to make $1 million. No, it's going to be about, how can you experience more joy? How can you experience more love? How can you experience more compassion? It's those qualities that the soul is yearning to experience. And then how you choose to do that is, that's where we have free choice and free will, right? So we can choose to do that by, you know, doing this radio show. So for me, it's about sharing wisdom and tools and processes that brings me joy, you know, I love to do it. It makes me feel really good, and it's really inspiring and uplifting to others, hopefully, who are listening, right? And the creators and founders of Om Times Radio, or Om Times, you know, they have their own reason for doing, you know, these shows and building this platform, right? So for them, it could be that they wanted to share more wisdom. They wanted to share tools and processes. They wanted to uplift humanity, and in so doing that, they're uplifting themselves. So, you know, there's different things, right? It's not just about, you know, making money, going to work, coming home, and having a beer and so on. But those people are not listening to us right now, right? So most of us who are listening right now, or on the call right now, or doing these shows, are doing them because we want to be of service. We want to be of service to each other, humanity, and ourselves. Don't forget, you are also here for you. We're not, you know, when we talk about being of service, it's about being service to everyone, including you. And I think sometimes healers and coaches and intuitives, we forget ourselves. So I'm just shuffling the other deck that I love, absolutely love, is the Archangel Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue, just to see what message these cards have for us about being limitless and having it all, and can we have it all? And, you know, this is interesting because the card that came through is gifts from God. And like I said, being limitless means really, you know, we are all gifted. We are all talented. And being limitless means accessing more of those gifts, right? And then using those gifts for the benefit of ourselves and humanity, right? So gifts from God means basically we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive. So as you're choosing to be limitless, be open to receiving all of the gifts that are available to you, because you are so worthy of them. You deserve them. And you need to just, you know, open your arms, your heart, to receive them. Be open to them. So heaven is expansive and ever increasing. One of the ways in which heaven expands is through giving and sending love continuously. This love is sent your way in many forms, and your only task is to be willing to receive. Right now, the answers to your prayers await your willing receptivity. Open your arms to these gifts. Your Creator wills that you be happy, healthy, secure, and that all your needs will be provided. Release any fears of receiving. To me, this is Angel Sandalphon, right? So it's about, you know, that fear of receiving too much, not receiving enough, any of that. Those are, again, limiting beliefs. We can just let them go. We can release that to the angels, right? So this is, you know, again, an interesting message that fits in really well with our topic about being limitless and having it all. So having it all means you can share your gifts with others. It means you can be more of who you truly are. It means having it all means you can choose what it is that you want, instead of thinking that you can only have this or this because you don't deserve, or you know, there's so many different reasons why people think we don't deserve something, right? Or we can't have it. Sometimes it's, you know, see, let me give you a good example. You know, I'll be honest, I always thought that I could not be a public speaker because, when I was little, I used to stutter. So, you know, I was embarrassed by that. And some people when I was little made fun of me, right? They made fun of my voice, my singing, my stuttering, right? So then I thought that meant I wasn't good enough, right? So that was a belief I took on. I took on the belief that I was not good enough. So then when it came time to do any public speaking, I was like, no, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. There are so many other people that are way better than me. You know, choose them instead. They're way better, you know? And so, interesting. And now here I am now on the radio talking, and I don't seem to have any problem speaking at all, right? If anything, my problem would be that I have so much to share, you know, I could go longer than the 1 hour. That would be my problem. But that was a belief I took on, and it was something that I had to release and let go of and say, no, I'm just as good as them. I can talk. I have a message. There's something that I would like to share, right? And so as we do that, as we start to release some of those fears, as we start to release some of those blocks, as we start to let go some of those old beliefs and old patterns, we start to become more limitless, and then we can have it all. And, can have it all, meaning I can now be a speaker. I can speak to an audience. I can share my wisdom. I am as good as other people, right? So that's just a short little example from my own life, right? So, it's about looking at those things. Like, what have you always wanted to do that you don't think you can because somebody in the past said something or you felt something? Or sometimes you may not even know what it is, right? You may not even know where it started, but you think you can't do something. So why is that? Why do you think you can't do something? Right? So the creator, God, source, universe, made us all pretty much the same. So if I can do this, anybody can do this. And I remember when I first started doing my Telesummit series, I was like, all right, if I can do this, anybody can do this. Because, that was a big jump for me to suddenly be interviewing all these really profound, world-renowned speakers. And here I was, and nobody in my eyes, anyways, at that time. And, who was I to interview them? Who was I to speak on the radio? Who was I to do this and that? Yeah. So that took a little bit of work, right? So it's all about accepting that and then moving forward, not letting it stop you. All right. We'll be back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio in just a few moments.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Shifting the Shefali here on Om Times Radio, and we are talking about being limitless and can we have it all? So I thought what I would do now was actually do some activations and processes so that we can release those blocks and fears and those energies that are maybe stopping us from being as limitless as we would like to be. All right. So I'm going to invite you to just take a deep breath, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I'm going to ask that you not be driving when you are listening to this. So if you are listening right now and you're driving, if you could just pull off to the side of the road for a few minutes, that would be amazing. That would be great. Thank you. So we're just going to do some, we're going to run some activations to help you be more present in your body, because it all starts with being present. We want to be able to bring the energy down into our body and being so that we can start to manifest what it is that we would like to create. You know, because a lot of times the energy is stuck in our head, right? Or it's stuck in the higher energy chakras and it's not coming down into the lower chakras because we just think it's like so nice up here, let's just stay here. But if you just stay there, nothing happens in this 3D physical reality, right? You want to make it concrete. You want to take steps. You want to move forward, right? So I'm just going to invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to just imagine that we're standing under a crystal clear waterfall and the sun is shining on us as we're under the water and it feels refreshing and clean and oh, so good. So in this moment, I'd just like you to take all of your thoughts, feelings, emotions that you have right now, all the stresses of the day, all the anxiety, all the have to do this, have to do that, all of that, and just put it aside. Just let it go down into the water and down into Mother Earth just for a few minutes. Just let it go. And just take a deep breath and feel that peace, that calmness, and just that feeling of being cleansed. Your energy field is being cleansed. Your mind, your thoughts, your feelings are all just letting go right now. And let them all go down into Mother Earth where they'll be transmuted into loving, unconditional support and love. Beautiful. Now you can step out of the waterfall and just take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, just to reset. And we're going to connect in with Mother Earth. So just you can imagine that there are roots growing out of the bottom of your feet, going deep, deep into the ground, deep into the heart of Gaia, the crystalline core of Gaia, deep, deep, deep. And just feel that presence, that stability, that love, that unconditional support and strength. Take a deep breath and feel that and receive that. Beautiful. Now we're also going to connect in with the Great Central Sun, Father Sun. So just imagine that there are branches growing out of your hands, reaching up into the sky, high, 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 up above the cosmos, past the heavens, past the sun to the Great Central Sun. And just connect in there for a second and just feel that expansiveness, that bliss, that joy. Feel that energy. Beautiful. Now we're going to run some activations right now to help you. We're going to start off with, some activations to help you to move forward and to clear and balance and upgrade your chakras. So this activation is going to light up all 13 of your chakras and keep you grounded as well as connecting you into your higher self. So just take a deep breath and just rest in your heart space or rest in the heart of Mother Gaia while this sacred activation runs. Perfect. So this activation is now running, and it's going to run through all times, spaces, dimensions, and realities. It's going to run into your past, present, future, all of your timelines. It's going to run into seven generations back, seven generations forward. Now, I don't have to say anything. It's just going to do its thing, right? But I know because we are live on the air, we don't like dead air. So that's why I'm going to continue to just say a few words, but just know that this energy is running and it's helping you to balance, upgrade, and energize all 13 of your chakras and keep you connected to Mother Earth and your higher self at the same time. And as this one is running, we're going to do, you know, a few more as well, right? We are going to also do an activation to, let's see here, to, because we can stack these energies, right? So we are going to do another activation here, which is going to rejuvenate your cells, increase your energy and mental clarity. And this activation will make it easier for you to focus on and manifest your dreams. Okay, so I'm going to run this activation now. For everyone who's listening now and who's listening later, and this is going to run through all of your timelines in all times, dimensions, spaces, and realities, in the past, present, future, seven generations back, seven generations forward, through your genetics as well, through all levels of your consciousness. So this is running now. So like I said, this activation that's running now is going to rejuvenate your cells and increase your energy and mental clarity. And this will make it easier to focus on and manifest your dreams. So this is part of being limitless, right? Rejuvenating your cells, increasing your energy and mental clarity. This is part of being more limitless. So that you have more clarity, so that you can choose differently for yourself than you could in the past. It's all about what you want to create in the future. Right? And we're also going to run, at this time, one more activation. It's going to be the, we're going to run, so we're going to run an activation that which clears all of your fears of being in your true sacred power and being the life force you are meant to be. So this activation will empower you to step into your true authentic power. So just take a deep breath and we're going to run this activation now. This is going to run for everyone who is listening now or later, through all of your timelines, past, present, future, in all times, spaces, dimensions, and realities. It's going to run seven generations back, seven generations forward. It's going to run through your genetics, and it's going to run through all of your consciousnesses. And so this is running now, and it's going to clear your fears of being in your true sacred power and being the life force that you're meant to be. And this activation will empower you to step into your true authentic power. So when you are in your true authentic power, you are limitless. You have more access to your gifts, your talents, your abilities. You have more access to your capacities. So this is running now, so just take a deep breath and just receive and be open to receiving. And these activations will continue to run for the next few days, weeks, months. And all that's really necessary for you to do is listen to your body. Listen to what thoughts come to you, what feelings and emotions come to you. So if you have the thought of resting, then rest. If you feel like eating something specific, eat that. If you feel like drinking more water, drink more water. If you feel like going for a walk, do that. Whatever it takes to keep the energy flowing and moving. Whatever it takes to help you release those blocks that may still be limiting you, right? Those fears, those thoughts, those beliefs that may still be limiting you. Just let them go. And anytime something comes up, just say, I release this now. I release this now because it no longer serves me. And then choose a better thought. A better feeling that empowers you and inspires you, that makes you feel good. Choose that to replace that limiting thought, feeling, or belief that you're letting go of. Okay, so continue to breathe. Continue to be present. Continue to stay in the heart center of Mother Earth. That will also rejuvenate you. That will also make you feel really good. And we'll be back in just a few moments.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Thank you for being here with me today, live or listening on the replay. We're talking about being limitless. Can we have it all? So I thought I would share with you just a few more things. We just did some energy work as well. We just did some activations, which are continuing to run and will continue to do so for days, weeks, or months. So just be aware of honoring yourself, right? Honoring your feelings, honoring your thoughts, honoring your cravings even, you know? So sometimes, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes I get a craving for like, oh, I feel like having ice cream, and I don't eat ice cream often at all. So when I have a craving like that, it's like, okay, I'm going to have ice cream. Just because that's what my body is requiring at that moment, you know? But I don't have ice cream very often. I mean, maybe twice a year. That's about it. So when I do have them, it's like, okay. Other times it might be for having some green juice, you know, so that's what my body's requiring. Or definitely my body's always requiring sun. So whenever it's sunny out and I see the sun coming through the window, it's like, oh, I have to go outside. You know, my body is requiring that. And sometimes it's just for a few moments, you know, so we're not saying go for like 2 hours in the sun, but 10 minutes even will be helpful if that is what your body wants. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, some of you know that I have a Global Telesummit series called Awaken to Happiness Now, and we are in season 9 at the moment. And the theme for this season is Get Unstuck and Become Unstoppable in 2016. So when you join up for the summit, at awakentohappinessnow.com, then you get access to the live calls as well as the replays. So this week we are in week 3. So if you were to sign up at awakentohappinessnow.com, you would be able to listen to all the live calls and also go back and listen to the replays as well. So I encourage you to do that. I invite you to do that. So this week, for example, we have 3 speakers. So Tuesday, for example, we have Patrick Prochazka, and he's going to be talking about how to eradicate poverty consciousness and activate empowered prosperity now. So that's a powerful, powerful topic. And Patrick was on our show last season for the first time, and I just absolutely enjoyed having him on. My community, my listeners, they enjoyed his wisdom and his teaching then and his energy work a lot. So we're excited about him being on the show tomorrow. And so, like I said, he's going to be talking about how to eradicate poverty consciousness and activate empowered prosperity now. And there will be energy work on the call. He will be taking live caller questions and sharing his wisdom with us. So, for example, he's going to be talking about how to discover the top 3 reasons most people remain trapped in poverty and liberate yourself from them instantly. So that'll be interesting. He'll tell us how we can learn how to manage and control the flow of money energy with grace and ease, how to release subconscious blocks that keep you stuck in poverty consciousness, how to discover the essential gift of happiness now, and explore strategies to permanently activate wealth consciousness. Wow, that's going to be a power-filled show. So definitely you want to tune in for that. So that's Patrick Prochazka tomorrow on Awaken to Happiness Now. And then on Wednesday, we have a new guest with us, first time, Susie Emiliozzi. And she's actually talking about, believe it or not, being limitless. So her topic is enjoy being limitless and having the life you love. Did I know this? I don't think so. So coincidence? Probably not. So that's we're talking about that now, and she's going to be talking about that later this week on my Awaken to Happiness Now show. So interesting. So enjoy being limitless and having the life you love. So some of the things that we're going to be experiencing on the show include up-leveling our ability to experience inner guidance, change, and healing. She's going to walk us through 2 approaches for getting unstuck that we can use anytime, anywhere. She's going to share an easy-to-use technique that centers, aligns, and mobilizes our inner resources into what matters most to us. And she's going to be doing on-the-spot energy clearings and activations that replace struggle with peace while making room for what you desire. So that sounds like so much fun. I'm so excited to play with her, to have her share with my audience for the first time. So that's going to be lots of fun. And then on Thursday, we have one of our favorites back. Oh my goodness. We absolutely love her. Moira Shepherd is back with us on Thursday. And I think she'll be talking about fresh starts, you know, how to reset to get more peaceful, prosperous, and productive. So if you're feeling frustrated in your relationships, lost in financial chaos, or stalled in your career, you may be ready for a fresh start. And so we're going to explore super simple ways to let painful events fade into the past while keeping the wisdom that we gained from those experiences. We're going to shake off the victim energy that keeps us locked in abusive or unfulfilling relationships. We're going to have authentic, bone-deep confidence so we can take inspired action that reaps rich rewards and feel worthy of creating the life that we know deep in our soul we were meant to live. We were born to live, right? So that is going to be another powerful, powerful show with Moira on Thursday. So please do take a look at awakentohappinessnow.com, sign up, and then you'll be able to join us on these live calls. So that's going to be exciting. And also I wanted to share with you what else. I just posted on Facebook and in my community to my list a new webinar that I'm doing next Friday, February the 5th. And it's called Discover Your Superpowers. So, you know how, you know, we're talking about being limitless, right? So discovering your superpowers is going to help you to be more limitless so that you can have more of what it is that you want. So that is Discover Your Superpowers is going to be on February 5th, a live call, live show. And you can find out more about that and sign up to register for that by going to shefaliburns.com/DYSP. So that's shefaliburns.com/DYSP. So much going on, right? So much going on about being limitless, expanding into more of who we are so that we can have more of what it is that we desire and want so that we can create the life that we would like to have. And so, you know, this is the thing. It's about being present, being aware, and choosing, you know, having the courage to look within ourselves and really ask, you know, what do we want? It doesn't matter that we didn't do something in the past. It doesn't matter that, you know, we've gotten to a certain point now and we're still where we've always been. It doesn't matter. Today is a new day. Every day is a new day. So what do you want now for yourself? What would you like to change? What would you like to experience? What would you like to have? You know, what greater capacities do you want to expand on, right? So if you are a little bit psychic or a little bit intuitive, you know, do you want to have greater capacities? Do you want to do that more so that, you know, so that you can use those tools and resources for yourself and also possibly use those resources for others, right? So I just received in the mail this week my certificate, because I am an angel card reader. So I just received that in the mail this week. So I need to post that up somewhere. So that was something that I had wanted to do. And so I am a, you know, card reader. I do read oracle cards and I love them. And so now, you know, if I wanted to, I could do that, share that with my community as well, right? So more so. But it's about doing what feels right for you. Right? It's not about what feels right for others. It's about what feels right for you. So I started doing that 5 years ago. I started to become limitless and to have what I want because I started following my inner guidance, my knowing, without knowing in words what was happening, but just following that inner knowing of what feels right for me, what works for me. And sometimes that goes against everything else or everybody else, you know, what they want. So it's always about choosing for you from that space of love and compassion, right? Love and compassion for yourself and love and compassion for those around you. And when you're coming from that heart space, it is going to be good for everyone. Sometimes there are challenges, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of a disruption because they don't get it. And, you know, you're suddenly changing. But in the end, it'll all be good. It'll all be wonderful. So what would you like to create for yourself? How do you want to have it all, whatever all means to you? Can you start to make some changes in your life now? Little ones, right? And those fears that come up, just say, thank you for showing yourself to me. I appreciate it, but I'm letting you go now. I'm choosing something else. I'm choosing something for me. And, you know, and then take that step, right? Take that step forward, that movement. It's all about taking action, right? So seeing what it is you want to do, that and that fear comes up, letting that fear go and still taking action. And being present, being aware and loving yourself. That self-love is the biggest piece. I think that's what I came to teach. It's all about the love, the self-love. Loving yourself in spite of everything, having compassion for yourself in spite of everything, and moving forward, continuing to move forward. So, you know, as this show is coming to an end, I have to tell you, again, self-love is the key to having it all and being limitless. So I invite you to join me on this adventure. It is truly magical and limitless, and I'll see you again next week. Thank you.